I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeez?
Oh, yeah. Here we go on a Friday. Can you beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. Let's get you a play-in partner. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
Hey, guys. It's Howard.
Howard, welcome back to the Rocktagon. Jeets, 131 wins, 13 losses, currently 10-0. Friday, the day Jeets hates to lose more than any other.
Yeah, let's call it 14 losses.
Oh, wow. He's calling the shot. He's like the Babe Ruth of Can You Beat Jeets.
I got to tell you.
He's already pointing to center field.
He is like Rain Man. Now you know how it works. Name is your buzzer. First one to get three right will be your champion. Question number one. The diameter of an atom is measured in what?
Oh, God.
The diameter of an atom is measured in what?
A nuclei. I don't know.
Nuclei is a pretty good guess, but it's incorrect. Howard?
Micro-nanos or something like that.
Micro-nanos, another good guess, but incorrect. The diameter of an atom is measured in angstroms. Angstroms. Oh,
literally never heard that word before in my entire life.
It was clear. 30 seconds ago. Question number two. Where can you find the only non-yellow McDonald's arches?
God. Cheats. Communist Russia.
That would be incorrect. Howard.
Tokyo.
Tokyo is incorrect. It's actually Sedona, Arizona. I've been to that McDonald's. They're turquoise. In honor of all the turquoise jewelry that comes out of Sedona, Arizona.
Wow. Okay.
Cool.
It seems so real. Question number three. Where would you find a cross buck?
Jeets. In the hunting?
Hunting would be incorrect. Howard.
Cross buck. Archery.
Archery is incorrect. Railroad crossing. That's where you go across the tracks. It's a crossbuck. Question number four. I'm going to make them easier. What town was the setting for the Andy Griffith Show?
Jeets.
Howard.
It was Mayberry.
Mayberry is right. Jeets got in ahead of you, Howard. Question number five. Telly Savalas played a TV detective named what? Howard.
Howard Kojak.
Kojak is correct.
I didn't know that.
Question number six. What did Jake Paul buy specifically for tonight's fight?
Jeets. It was like a diamond, what do you call that? Headgear or something,
ear
right?
Ear coverings. Close enough. Diamond ear coverings. I don't know if he can wear them during the fight, but he's doing it to taunt Mike Tyson. I'm sure he'll wear it when he walks out. Question number seven. Who do the Seahawks play this weekend?
Jeets. The San Francisco 49ers, 105 kick right here on 92.3 KGON.
Oh, Howard, he was a little quicker than you today, but fine job because you did know the answers just about a tick late, though. Which, you know what that right. You know what that brings you, Howard?
It brings you rolling right into the weekend. You got to pop me up when I'm getting ready.
Sorry, man. I was distracted.
Now we're going to have to play it three times.
All right. Feel free. Feel free. Play it one more.
Come on, people.
I get you. I get
full momentum.
I understand. So we will do it again Monday morning, 7:35. If you ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets, they're pretty easy to find.
Right there on Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. We're all very proud of Terry. He's all grown up and even has a podcast named after him.
Soon I'll be wearing pants.
You can download and subscribe Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.